You know, as we share from God's Word, we are always personally involved with it, in what God is doing and what He's teaching us. And I just guess I want to share this morning that what I share this morning is something that God is working on in my life. He is always working on us, getting us ready to be like Jesus Christ, this side of. But I call to mind the number of our people went to the Basic Youth Conflict Seminar, and at one point they gave you a little pin. I know Dorothy knows the letters. Please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. And that's an ongoing thing that God is doing in our lives. I'd just like to stop and pray for it being meaningful to me and trust to you this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your work in our lives to make us more and more what you want us to be, that your word sanctifies us, your truth sanctifies us. I pray that your word would be real to my own life in an application way, in an ongoing way, as we share this morning. And we commit it to you. We're so grateful, Lord, for all you've done. And we're people that needs to continually say thank you. So I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Being thankful in all things is not new to us. But I think the reality of that, I want to share some things from God's Word to help it come home to us that is something we need to be about. I share two verses. We're very familiar with those little short verses in 1 Thessalonians 5, one of the longer ones. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I just would stress again, in everything, give thanks. Our New Testament reading recently has been in Hebrews, and kind of came home also in Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And again, I would say continual sacrifice of praise to God continually, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. As we read that, I had to realize, and we heard a video again this morning about being home in heaven. You know, one of the things that you read in Revelation, there is continual praise to God. And we need to get ready for that. Things here go through rugged times, go through disappointing times, tough times, but it doesn't need to change the directive that we have to give praise, a sacrifice to God continually. And he makes it clear then in writer of Hebrews, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. And so just a something that happened as I've been thinking about that. A young lady that we worked with for a number of years, a brother in Christ, was kind of brought into the spiritual battle in another state, and a lot of time was spent. And we connected the other day. I connect with this gal, but I also connected with this brother who now lives in Alaska, and came out of disappointment of where she's at, and expected her to be in a lot different place. What's come out of that, we're going to meet in a little time of prayer every week for the situation. But we were talking about it later that day. I was just thinking about it, kind of disappointed that this person hasn't moved on better. Concern for the needs and so forth, and I was just thinking on that, and it just popped into my mind, which had to come from the Lord? Have you said thank you? And I said, well, no. More concerned, disappointed. What? And it helped me to understand, and I texted him back and said, you know, the Lord reminded we need to say thank you for what he is, what he has done, what he's going to do. And so it came clear to me as I thought about that, and that's why I called in the bulletin an expression of faith, that understanding God, understanding his ways, understanding his love and care and plans for our lives, and no matter what the present situation is like, by faith we're trusting him. So I just want to put before us that giving thanks, no matter what the situation is like, if we're living for the Lord, we're trusting him, we're praying and so forth, is an expression that we trust him. He's got something in mind, and as we continue to pray and work with situations, that it's an expression of our faith. We trust you, Lord, for what you're going to do, even what we don't see right now. I remind us that Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's always anticipated what God's going to do and what he's going to bring into our lives. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We recently also read Jonah, and there's two verses that sort of help the Lord help solidify the point, I guess. You know that Jonah was called upon God to go to Nineveh and warn Nineveh, judgment's coming. And Jonah, a couple things. He knew God's a merciful God. God's a forgiving God. He wanted Nineveh destroyed. He didn't want to declare God's wrath coming against them. So you know in the story of Jonah that he fled and he got in a boat and God was dealing with him and brought this great storm and they didn't know what to do. Jonah says, it's because of me. I'm running from God. They threw him overboard. They didn't want to, but he said to do it. And you know about the great fish, swallowed him up. And so he's 3 days, 3 nights in the fish. And I think at this point that Jonah has no idea what God's going to do, except he knows God is after him. Jonah 2, verse 9. This is Jonah after 3 days, nights in the fish. And I'm not sure what he thought. He's going to be there in a long time. But it says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The next verse says this, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited him out. Which I think somehow Jonah was expressing his faith by saying thank you. I'll express what I vowed, and I'll sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. And so God, he has uses for difficulties to test our faith. And though the word thank you is not in there, you know very well James 1 in the verse 2 through 4, where James said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, why I say God's working on me, it's not the first thing I think about when you get some real difficulty. Well, thank you, Lord. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. As a young person, I like to to read the paraphrase J.B. Phillips. And J.B. Phillips said it this way: when all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders. Welcome them as friends. They came to test your faith and produce in you the quality of endurance. And when that endurance is fully come, you will find you are men of mature character with the right sort of independence. So there's another area. Something comes into your life that you didn't expect or that you certainly didn't want. And James is saying, count it all joy. It's a good thing. Came to test your faith. So that it's realized that God is growing us and making us more and more like the Lord Jesus. When you look at it and say, thank you, Lord, use that in my life. It's expressing our faith. Other times we get into situations that really concern us, that Paul writes to the Philippians about being worried. His word in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what he's saying, when there's something you're worried about, don't keep worrying. Bring it to God, what your need is, with thankful prayer for what he's going to do. And it's a wonderful promise. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Things come along that are upsetting, but there's a few things that need to be remembered. If you're a Christian that's walking with the Lord and you love him and you're wanting to obey him, that Romans 8:28, and we know that God is working all things together for good to them that love him, the ones that are called according to his purpose. And so understanding more and more about who God is, his ways, that he hasn't gone to sleep, he knows exactly what's happening in our lives, bring it to him with thanksgiving. To know he's working his purpose. And his purpose, following up in Romans 8:29, is we have been predestined to be like Jesus Christ. He's working on that in our lives. Sometimes God, in his wisdom, for the sake of the gospel and our good, sets limitations on us, various kind of limitations. And and you know we have an example of that with the Apostle Paul. He went through so much for the sake of Christ. He was amazing, the transformation. He was persecuting Christians, and now people are persecuting him for being a Christian. And at one point, he was stoned to death, caught up in third heaven, and came back with quite a testimony that he was alive. And so he shares that because of that, God put a limitation on him and gave him a thorn in the flesh, says a minister of the enemy, to buffet him and make life more difficult. And the whole purpose, he says, was so that I would not be too glorified for my experience. And he asked the Lord three times, please remove this. And Paul knew how to deal in the spiritual battle and want to get rid of it, but God opened his eyes to purpose for it. There's a purpose. And he said, the Lord Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. And what he's saying, I'm going to give you grace to enable you to carry on in spite of what's this limitation is with you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I've often gone to this passage and noticed Paul's response, and I thought, man, could I do that? Paul graciously was grateful. This is what he says in King James: Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This next stood, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then am I strong. Now there's a a godly, Holy Spirit-driven response to the Lord limiting him. Now, when it is absolutely right to seek the Lord for freedom from things that have to recover ground in our lives, as Paul did, but Lord said at this point, I have a purpose for this. I'm going to use it in your life. And his response really was, thank you, Lord. I'm going to glory in that instead of in my strength. Then I got sometimes in God's wisdom and for the sake of the gospel, for our good, he sets limitations. That's the one I just covered. But then when God says no, I use that prayer of David's thanks to the Lord because he had something else in his heart. It's in 1 Chronicles 17. It came to David's heart. He says, I live in a beautiful place, and the Lord's ark is still intent. I want to build him a house. Nathan came to him. He told Nathan, prophet, Nathan said, do what's in your heart. Nathan that night heard from God, and he said, he's not going to do it. I'm not going to let him do it. Basically, because he's been a man of war, and it ended up that his son was going to be able to do it. So the wonderful thing was David's prayer, praising God for being able to bring all the preparing for the building of the ark. But God told him no. And it was a wonderful thing. He wanted to do it for God. But when God says no, he has a reason, and David, wonderful prayer of thanksgiving. I know that we read, be thankful in all things, and it's the most natural thing for us when things happen that rejoice our heart, things are so grateful for. It's very easy to be thankful when things come our way that genuinely encourage us. But I'm realizing, it says, and let me just read those two verses again, and we know them, but especially the one in Hebrews. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. And I think if we, speaking to myself, if I think of my thanks as an expression of faith, of what God's going to do, from the Word of God, there's several things we know. We know his heart to bless. He displayed it in John 3:16. His ways are different than our ways. He may take you through some valley for his purpose to honor his name, but he knows what he's doing. And may God strengthen us by his Spirit in situations where we normally wouldn't give thanks, to stop and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what's in your heart. Doesn't hurt to ask, fill me with your grace. But I just wanted, that's one of the things that the Lord's been challenging me. I know for years I've looked at Paul's response to his thorn. I thought, boy, could I do that? That I rejoice in the things that are hard for me and limitations and hard things. But it expresses faith. And I think that's the thing we should take away from that. I'm changing the last song. Because I woke up thinking these words this morning. to count your blessings. And I think one of the things that helps us in our faith is look back and see what God done. And it's wonderful to thank God for what he's done. But it's a special treasure to him, I believe, that if we thank him for what we don't know is coming, but we really are looking for him to show up and work in our lives. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing a verse of 504, Count Your Blessings. And it's good to thank him for all the good things that we've enjoyed, but we need to learn to thank him for things we wouldn't choose, but he's allowing for his good. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for your ways and your plan. Thank you that you're a loving God, you're a gracious God, and above all, you want people here on the earth to be born again and be like your son, and you're developing a family, and you also know what we need in our lives. So I pray that we would be strengthened in this matter of saying thank you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. If you take your hymnal and we'll stand together. 504. We'll just do the first verse, but a great song. You're in tough times. Think back for all that God's done and will help you in this difficulty to say thank you. 504. Father, so grateful for your heart to want to bless. You told those over the people to put your name on them in this way, and you would bless them. We praise you that you're a God that desires to bless. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.